We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
That is Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand after the attack that we all went to bed just catching glimpses of on Twitter and on news. It is Saturday morning. It is almost 4:30 in the morning in New Zealand. And joining us from Radio New Zealand, we welcome in Sally Round. Sally, just a catastrophic day yesterday. I'm sure the feeling in and around all of New Zealand is absolutely devastating and terrifying. Can you tell us what it's like as we're moving in now to Saturday morning, your time?
Yes, it's the very early hours, as you say, of the morning here in New Zealand. Yes, a very shocking day yesterday for all of the country. Let's hope that people have got some sleep after this. There have been operations going on all night in Christchurch where the shootings happened. 48 people with gunshot wounds, 12 operating theatres going at full bore down there. 49 people died in the attacks in the two mosques in New Zealand's second largest city yesterday. But yes, you're right. It is a mood of shock here in New Zealand.
Sally, can you talk to us about how people heard about all of this happening and what was going on in Christchurch at the time?
Well, it was early afternoon in Christchurch, and of course, being Friday, a busy day for the mosque. Just a normal day in New Zealand, just towards the end of summer, people going about their business. I was catching a plane from Auckland down to Wellington, where I'm based, and people were just huddled over their phones in shock, looking at the news on their mobile phones. No one could quite believe what was sort of unraveling before their eyes.
What's a normal day in Christchurch like?
A normal day in Christchurch. It's a beautiful city. I suppose you could say it's a very English city, settled by English settlers way back in the 1840s. New Zealand is a very new country. Beautiful, peaceful streets. But of course, don't forget, Christchurch was devastated by two earthquakes 8 years ago, and the people are only just recovering from the trauma of those earthquakes.
We're starting to read more about, for those that didn't know as much about New Zealand, now we're starting to get some insight. And your prime minister made some comments about Muslims and about how they have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home, and they are us, and we consider them to be New Zealanders. Can you give us some insight into the Muslim population of New Zealand and the position on refugees?
Well, New Zealand is obviously a very welcoming country, and we pride ourselves on our multi-ethnicity, the diversity of the population here. The Muslim population is small, only 1%, I believe, at the last count in 2013. But it is a growing population, probably because of that intake of refugees and asylum seekers. I know Syrians and Ethiopians make up a good portion of those in Christchurch.
We need to talk about gun culture a little bit, because a lot of people here in the United States are comparing in their heads and we don't know what to compare to. So you, of course, I'm sure know about our problem with mass shootings here and how popular guns are. Can you give us some perspective on the frequency of mass shootings in New Zealand and in Christchurch, and how the popularity of guns?
Well, we don't really have a gun culture. Gun laws are very strict. Hunters and farmers, they carry guns, but there's very strict licensing around that. Most people don't own guns. They may have never even touched one. Nothing like this has happened since the Aramoana massacre in 1990. That's a small place down at the bottom of the South Island of New Zealand when a gunman killed 13 people.
Talking with Sally Round of Radio New Zealand here on 98.1 KMBZ. the day after the mass shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand. Do you have any idea the schedule for today? What happens next for the shooter? He is in police custody. Do you know where he will be later on this morning?
There is, yes, a suspect, a 28-year-old man, who is due to appear in the Christchurch District Court, the court there in Christchurch, in the next few hours this morning. I haven't got an exact time for you, but no doubt there will be a big media presence there this coming up in the next few hours. We know that also two other people are in custody. Four were arrested and one was released.
What was the police response like to this, and were police prepared for something this massive?
Police say that, they basically have sent a lot of whoever they can down to Christchurch. They say that that they are taking this very seriously, of course. They are, you know, nothing like this was expected, but New Zealand does have a very strong police, obviously very keen to, sorry, I'm rambling a bit, because it's very early in the morning and I've been doing a lot of these
Take your time.
Yeah.
So,
the police do say that none of the group were on security watch lists in New Zealand or Australia.
Sally, I haven't watched it. My partner Jamie has not watched it. This horrendous act was live streamed on Facebook. Have you seen it? Have your coworkers seen it? Can you describe what it looked like to you if you have?
I haven't seen it. No, it's been just a mad rush here. We know that the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been telling people not to share the video. In fact, it's been taken down, I understand. We have an editorial policy here. We're not sharing it at all on our radio station.
We applaud you for that, by the way.
The Prime Minister's made a direct appeal for people not to share it, all the related manifesto online.
I just have more questions about your culture, I think. And I think that this is our...
we don't talk to New Zealand very often, so this is great.
No.
Do you do active shooter drills? You know, you think about the different kinds of drills that different people have to do. You have earthquakes there. You know, earthquakes are very prominent in your part of the world. But what kinds of drills do kids go through? This was a weekday afternoon, right? This was a Friday afternoon. And so I read somewhere that kids were doing walkouts and rallies about climate change. That was a big thing on Friday.
There were climate change rallies for the students around the country. And basically, they took a day off school to go on these rallies. So I think that the students were just coming away from that rally in Christchurch and went into the public library and were shielded there. Of course, the students' schools were all in lockdown. So I heard one woman telling me how she was in touch with one of the teachers. She had students under the desk. No one was allowed to move out of the schools. The whole central city was in lockdown.
Question, Sally, about the tensions between races in New Zealand. Here, there's an obvious, we've got a lot of racial problems we really need to solve in America. But what are the race tensions like in New Zealand?
Well, New Zealand is now priding itself on being a very multi-ethnic community. In fact, I was reporting only the day before on this huge Polynesian festival where not only the Maori and Pacifica cultures are celebrated because New Zealand, Auckland, the city of Auckland in the north, is the largest Pacific community in the world. So I was reporting on these a huge number of cultures, not only those Maori and Pacific, but cultures ranging from the Philippines to Iraq. We have refugees from all over the place, and schools getting together and performing all these different various dances and so on from different cultures. So, yes, New Zealand does pride itself on being a very accepting culture. Of course, it's had its problems in the past, and these are still being sorted out between with the Maori community and New Zealand and with the New Zealand government with various there is definitely this multi-ethnic, forward-looking community now.
Sally, it sounds like you got a lot going on. We thank you so much for taking your time out.
I'm rambling now.
No, listen.
It is the middle of the night.
We bet before you came on that you haven't slept yet. So we do hope that you get some rest. We know it is going to be a very busy several hours, several days, maybe weeks for you guys. Thank you for your time. And if we have the opportunity, we would love to talk with you again when we learn more details.
Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
Sally Round joining us from Radio New Zealand, where it is 4:45 in the morning. And I don't think she slept much because this story happened last night for them. And now the shooter is on his way to court. At 4:45 in the morning, they're getting ready to start all over again.
I'm going to tweet out what I just printed for Wicket, which is this opinion piece that the New York Times printed by a senior writer at the New Zealand Herald. We'll read a little bit of this coming up because it is so incredibly well written. And the title on this is Terror Finally Comes to New Zealand. And it gets all into some of the racial tensions that Wicket mentioned and why this was it's just so well written and describes why it was such a shock there. But it also describes how there are racial tensions there, and there are violence problems there, but they describe them as, but they're New Zealand problems, and this feels bigger than a New Zealand problem.
Hey, look, it's a mass shooting. It feels like a United States problem. It feels like it's one of ours, but it is on the other side of the globe. 576-7798. If you want to react to it, you can. 576-7798. What is your reaction to this mass shooting by an extremist? By a right-wing extremist into two mosques where 49 are dead, many more are injured. That death number will definitely go up. 576-7798. Text in 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.